Dr. Pinsky dictating amount I am in on January 9 regarding Maximiliano, M-A-X-I-M-I-L-I-A-N-O, Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Garcia as described in my report of 8-23-17. But this pertained to injuries he allegedly sustained to his abdomen and groin on 7-12-16. But he presents to the evaluation with an individual named Claudia Delgado, D-E-L-G-A-D-O, to serve as a translator. According to the information obtained from examining this fashion, in 2015, his right shoulder, arm, and right hand developed constant pain, pretty numbness in the hand and fingers. Brady did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. He indicates tendons in the fingers get stiff and he is not able to bend them. He did not undergo any surgery. At this juncture, he simply takes pain medication through his primary care physician named Dr. Juan Bejaran, B-E-G-A-R-A-N. At that time, there was no change in his job duties. He relates being laid off on 3/24/17 and has been out of work since. New paragraph, I was already in receipt of much of the documentation presently supplied. Concerning new records that were available, he filed a claim petition alleging on 3/24/17 constant use of his right upper extremity while welding caused injuries to the right shoulder, arm, and hand. Paragraph treatment records show he underwent a history and physical examination on 8/2/16 by Dr. Finnegan, F-I-N-N-E-G-A-N. At that time, he complained of pain in the right groin. He was diagnosed with a hernia. Period history was remarkable for hypertension and thyroid disease. On 8/2/16, Dr. Finnegan performed right open inguinal herniography with lightweight extra-large mesh plug and patch repair. But the postoperative diagnoses were symptomatic and incarcerated right inguinal hernia. New paragraph. We are also in receipt of progress notes from his family physician, Dr. Bejaran, beginning 2/21/17. At that time, he simply presented for follow-up on his hypertension and hypothyroidism. He was feeling okay. He did not convey any symptoms involving the right upper extremity. He continued to be seen regularly by Dr. Bejaran over the ensuing months and years. Medication adjustments were made as necessary. He appears to have remained asymptomatic. In 7/23/18, he had no complaints. Ongoing treatment continued through 6/16/21. In that visit, he complained of left heel pain while walking. New paragraph. It is my understanding that Mr. Garcia alleged occupational exposures through 3/24/17 caused disabilities involving his right shoulder, arm, and hand. He informs me that he began working for the insured in 1999. Physical exam extremities, upper. He complained about triggering of the MCP joints on the right, but this was not detected clinically. Purdy showed this evaluator pictures of his fingers, index through small fingers in a flexed position. Paired motion of the shoulders, scratch that, flexion of the shoulder on the right was to 85 degrees and left to 155 degrees. Paired right shoulder abduction was 40 degrees, common internal rotation 70 degrees and external rotation 65 degrees. Paired independent adduction and extension were full. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Paired motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing yielded 5 minus stretched and resisted left elbow flexion and shoulder external rotation. Paired was 4 plus for resisted left shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. He was tender to palpation at the anterior and lateral aspect of the shoulder. Paired shoulder maneuvers. He complained of tenderness with essentially all provocative maneuvers, including near, Jurgensen's, Hawkins, apprehension sign, empty can test, O'Brien's, speeds, and aptly scratch tests. Paired these were entirely negative on the left. Paired hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Spine, cervical. Active extension was mildly limited to 55 degrees and bilateral rotation to 30 degrees. Paired flexion and bilateral rotation were full to 50 and 80 degrees respectively. Paired was tender to palpation at the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Thoracic, there was tenderness to palpation about the right interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Impressions. Maximiliano Garcia continues to allege repetitive activities for the insured caused permanent injuries to the right upper extremity. Appeared to receive treatment. That will be marked from my prior report. Appeared since evaluated here, he seems to have simply followed up with Dr. Bergeron for his primary care problems. Appeared these involved hypertension and hypothyroidism. Period. It does not appear that he underwent any additional treatment or testing relative to the right upper extremity. Period. He reports being laid off from work on 3/24/17, yet asserts his symptoms are worse than when they first began. This is dispositive for an occupational exposure related injury. Period. The paragraph, the current exam found markedly decreased range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. He complained of tenderness with virtually all provocative maneuvers about the right shoulder. Period. He had mild reduced strength and right elbow flexion, as well as shoulder abduction and external rotation. Period. He had mildly decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the hands, wrists, and elbows were negative. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation will be the same as marked in my prior report. Period. End.